First name on. I guess let's just start at the top when
I'll
you first became aware
first
of the
part.
Incident.
Okay, and I don't know exactly what time it was, but it was, I was on my way down, opening the gate.
Yeah, just for clarification, your family owns the swim school.
Yes.
And then
we own the property
own
up here,
property.
And we come and go quite a bit.
So it's very convenient
yeah,
as
really
far
convenient.
As
Almost
work.
Too convenient. But yeah, we come and go quite a bit. And I was on my way down. Like I said, it was a little bit late. I needed to do some things down here. I had to work for a little bit, and I was late coming down. Usually I'm coming at 4, and I was late today. So anyway, I was about ready to come down. I hadn't started down the steps yet, and they were shooting.
Okay.
So I heard maybe 5 or 6 shots.
Okay. Did you see, deputies talking to him?
I heard them.
Or any yelling or any?
I heard them talking. My only problem is I couldn't make out what I was saying because our dog was barking.
Okay.
And he was just, and that was one of the other reasons that I was coming out to kind of see, why are you barking? I was on my way anyway, but he was just going nuts.
So your dog in the backyard was...
Yeah. And he's a big, a big lab, and he just was barking. And so I was going to grab him and try to stop him, and that's when I heard the shots.
Okay.
And I looked up, and he had fallen.
Okay. How many shots did
I think I heard 5, maybe 6.
Okay. And
I heard a pop, 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 pop. Yeah,
and like that succession?
5 or 6. Yeah.
Fairly rapidly.
It was rapid.
Okay. You said at this point in time you were outside on the stairs?
The gate was open, but I hadn't started down the stairs yet.
Okay. And at that point you heard the pop, the shots.
Yes. That was when the pops went off.
Now, before that, you said
the dog had started to bark and was
whatever.
Going nuts. And I thought...
You heard voices or yelling?
Usually, like, the kids will come out after swim team and they'll all be talking or they'll all be, you know, and then the dog will go a little crazy or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But several weeks ago, some guy on a bike in the evening had come up and was looking for a place to either sleep or something, and the dog was just going, not like he normally does, usually just barks at the kids. He was growling and freaking out, and that's what he was doing. So then I came out, and I kind of heard the talking, or the, I don't know if it was, I'm sure it was yelling, but up there with him barking, I didn't hear
you
the
any hear any
words
specific.
That they were saying. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. Did it sound like more than one voice, or did you even?
I think it was more than one voice. I would think maybe 2 or 3. I'll be there in a minute. Yeah, maybe 1 or 2 voices.
Okay.
Let's say 2, just because I'm not sure. I hate to say something that's not.
Okay.
But like it was, I could hear commotion. Let's say that.
Before the shot. So did you know something was going on?
I knew something was going on because I stopped and I was almost just trying to think, okay, now what could that be? I mean, before I really looked up, I had the dog and that's when it was kind of happening.
Could you tell it was coming out in the driveway?
Yeah. Then when I looked up, I saw it right there.
Well, you
see. And I almost didn't know.
But you heard the shots first.
Yes.
And then you looked out and saw what that. But you heard a.
Commotion. Sorry,
You heard a commotion.
I knew
voices.
Something was going on.
You knew something was going on down here, though?
Yes, I knew it was down here.
Like maybe at the swim?
I thought maybe it was the kids yelling at a parent or pick me up or something like that. Just grabbing the dog, and then that's when the shots went off.
Okay.
So,
but the dogs wouldn't necessarily be going crazy with the kids.
No, I mean, he gets kind of excited, but he doesn't.
Right.
He was, I mean, he was upset. He was really upset.
Okay.
So, if that makes any sense, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you heard the shots, and then you look up and you see. What did you see?
I saw it. when I saw him, I thought it was like, this is really going to sound stupid, but I almost thought it was like a black bear. I thought it was an animal for a minute because...
That was laying on the ground?
Yes, because my eyes couldn't register what it was, and I'm like, okay, look again.
Did you see the police officers, or did
yes,
you know that there
were,
was police there?
There was, yes.
At that point was, in time, you knew there?
There was police all around. There was, I want to say, 4 police officers on this side of the parking lot, maybe, and a couple on this side, and one had his gun drawn, and I just remember, and then I kind of saw an arm, kind of an arm, what I could make out of an arm on the pavement, and I realized it was, a man.
Did you tell if the police were saying anything at that point?
I couldn't tell. They were talking, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. They weren't yelling.
Okay.
Then I did, it was a few minutes where I kind of was frozen, and I can't say how long, maybe 3 minutes or something, and then they rolled him over. And I could hear the sirens coming, so I knew someone was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, I didn't hear any conversation. I knew that they were talking. But that's about as much as that I heard.
Okay, so about how many cops were there at that time?
I want to say maybe I saw between 8 and 10.
Okay.
Maybe 4 and 5, 6, and a couple that were standing back. So I would say 8 or 10.
Okay. And then with this guy on the ground, that after a couple minutes they rolled him, you said?
Yeah, it had been a few minutes, I think, because like I said, one gentleman had his gun still drawn, and was, I don't know if they were making sure that he was subdued or what, but one officer had his gun still drawn on him, and then it was a few minutes after that I saw them turn him over.
Did they handcuff him?
No.
Okay.
I didn't see them handcuff him. I did see at that point the fire department, so I could see them starting to roll up, and my brother's a fireman, and I thought, oh, I wonder if he's working today, maybe I'm sure he'll be freaked out, So I kind of watched for a minute, and then I had my baby with me. So then I figured there was no other Daylands. I was the only one that was supposed to be on time. So I said, I just came right down, and then that's when I talked to the first officer and said, I'm here. If you need anything, I'm here to make phone calls or whatever you need, I'm here.
Okay.
So,
did you see anything inappropriate with the? I mean, I know you didn't see what led up to it, but after the shooting, was there anything inappropriate?
No.
Is there anything else?
No, I don't think so. We have... At the time when it took place, we had 60 kids here.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was totally
appropriate. There any kids?
There were no kids out here.
Was there? No one was out here.
Yeah. I mean, the only person I had was the baby, and she's oblivious to everything. I mean, she doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
So
after the shot, you heard the shots. Did anybody come out, or did everybody stay?
Nobody came out, because I think, and what my employees have said, is that I think that before that they had started to get them into the bathrooms knowing that this guy was up here. So and the bathroom windows were all closed because we have that air conditioning system that goes on during the day, so they don't open the windows. So I know that there were no kids out here.
So you think the police approached the employees before they made contact with this guy? Is that?
I don't know for sure, but
that's what the employees said. They came in
and said, listen, there's so-and-so or whatever, you need to get into the bathrooms now.
Okay.
And that may have been happening kind of at the same, But no, everything that I could see, and I stood there, I watched for several minutes, and everything that I could see, I don't know anything about being a detective or an officer, but it
you didn't
like
see
they
anything.
Were doing just what they needed to do.
And you didn't see anything leading up to it, though, so.
No, I didn't, I didn't see what he had done before that. I just saw him.
Right.
And I didn't even think that they were real bullets, to tell you the truth.
I mean, did you see him?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just saw him on the ground.
On the ground, okay.
And I just wanted to make sure I didn't misunderstand.
Your attention was drawn by the shots.
Yeah, and the dog, and the shots were going on right as I was coming to the, I was standing up there as the shots were being fired.
Okay. Do you know who owns that black, is it a Mercedes, an SUV that's right there?
No, I don't know who owns that. Okay. It's not an employee one.
Okay.
No, all of our employees park on the street. Unless they're here at night, then they park over here.
Okay.
All of these cars, I think, are all swim team or lap swimmers.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know who owns that. I'm sure one of the parents that was here that got a ride.
Okay. Is everybody... Are there still people here?
Oh, there's a couple people still up there.
A couple employees, but most everybody's already been interviewed. Can you... What's your address here?
The swim school's 135.
This person was here?
Hi. I'm Mike Christensen. I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department. I'm here about the incident that happened behind you guys. I don't know if you've heard anything, commotion.
Heard the shots.
You did hear the shots?
Yeah, I did.
Can we talk to you?
Sure.
Real quick? I guess, first of all, let me get your name. And what's the address, sir? And the phone here? Okay, can you tell me what you heard, or did you hear anything leading up to?
No.
Okay.
Just like about 6 gunshots.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Did you go out to the backyard to see what happened?
My husband did.
Okay, is he here?
Yeah.
Did he? Hi, sir. Hi, I'm Mike Christensen. I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department. We're just going door to door, talking to people to see what, if anything, they heard or can might be able to add to what happened.
We heard the popping there. I think I heard 2 shots, and then it was like 6 in a row.
Okay, you and your wife were here?
Yeah, I just went on the back after I heard the noise. And I went down, it was so...
Okay. Can I get your first... can I get your first name? I'm sorry. So you guys were inside the house?
We were...
Oh, out in front? And you heard, what, 2? You thought you heard 2, and then several more?
2, and then 6.
And 6 more, so...
Yeah,
okay, approximately 8, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you hear anything up to prior to that? Like anybody yelling or any noise?
Because it was hard to backtrack.
Uh-huh, okay.
Was it a noise?
I didn't hear anything.
You know what? Yeah, I heard something on the pool. So all of a sudden, boom, everything went quiet.
Okay, but you guys are out here. And you hear the shots, and then
I go down there.
So you went to the back fence.
It's right to it leads to that parking lot.
Okay. So you did go all the way.
Yeah,
down?
Yeah, I went all the way down to the beginning of the road there, okay. And I was.
This was immediately after the shots.
Yeah, as soon as the shot fired, I went over there. I just wanted to see what was going on.
And what did you see?
Just saw that the guy was down.
Okay, you saw somebody on the ground.
Yeah.
And there's police officers. How many police do you think were there?
I would say about 8. But
were they still talking to this person, or?
No, they were trying to I think they were trying to breed, you know,
to deforestate
yeah.
for him. Okay. So by the time you got down there, he was pretty much incapacitated.
Yeah,
They weren't talking to him or ordering him to do anything.
I don't know. I couldn't say that they weren't talking, but I know there were. It was a person up there. She was standing right next to the person that was down.
But it looked like they were giving first aid to that person.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
And did you see any people at the swim school out, or was it just cops and the person?
Yeah, when I went out, some people were on the behind the fences of the, but on the front, on the main entrance to the pool,
they were looking
some
at
people there.
Out over.
Yeah, but some of them were kind of scared for what had happened.
Sure, I understand. Can you think of any?
Did you see anybody leave prior to or after?
No, the only one that it was my it was myself that I was on this side, so I was asking people there if they needed a ride just to come get over here, and I would give them a ride and wherever they wanted to go. But no. You know that was that more than one person involved of whatever went on there?
No.
No? Oh, no, because we saw somebody running, a guy was running, then an older man, and a woman was coming this way, and
this was after the shipping shots, so it could have then people scrambling to find out what was going on. Okay, I appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Yeah.
That might be him.
Yeah, I know.
Hi.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Do you live here, sir? We're detectives with the sheriff's department. We're just kind of going.
I heard gunshots
door to door
earlier.
And just trying to see what. If anybody back here heard.
I heard like
anything.
Five gunshots. I even told my wife, I heard gunshots. She goes, what do you mean? I go, I heard someone at least shot off four or five shots.
Do you know where they came from?
It was like right directly below my house.
So like at the swim place?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Did you go out to take a
No, no
out?
Way.
How do you know they were gunshots?
Because I've been around guns. I mean, I own a few rifles and that. I know the difference between fireworks and a gunshot.
Okay. Hey, let me get your name. Here is 176.
Well, I was in the backyard. She was inside the house.
Okay.
But I mean, I was in the backyard. That's why I said it sounded like it came from actually either at the swim school or even maybe my yard goes all the way down to the swim school.
Right.
It backs to the swim school. But I didn't, like I said, I didn't venture out and stick my head over the hedge and take a look.
Prior to hearing the shots, did you hear any arguing?
I didn't hear
any.
Or
any yelling?
No.
Or any noise? Or
my dog's usually fairly sensitive as far as if there's anybody or something weird around, he'll sound off.
Uh-huh.
He'll bark and won't stop even if I tell him to. But he wasn't acting weird or anything.
And
it was like out of the blue.
Out of the blue. Can you describe the succession of the shots?
It was like just repeated four or five shots.
Fairly
just
quickly.
Shot off, yes.
Okay. And you didn't hear anything after?
Well, I didn't hear
voices,
anything. Nothing.
Okay. Okay, good enough. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thanks.
I mean, you guys, do you know what happened? I mean,
yeah, there was
an officer-involved shooting.
Oh.
Where officers responded to some suicidal subject who was cutting himself, and then he wouldn't do what the officers told him to do. And
I mean, I heard the sirens afterwards, so I figured you guys were handling it.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't call the police.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
I figured within 2 minutes I heard other sirens, so
okay.
I figured it. Because even my wife said, I go, those were gunshots.
Yeah. Okay, good enough. Thank you, Larry.
Great. Thanks. Appreciate it.